Hey guys, it's Andrea here from The Andrea Show. Lately, again, I haven't been able to be on TikTok because they banned me once again for refuting a video. Basically, I made a video response of a racist commentator who was making satire jokes and skits about, you know, saying his son, which I guess he's going to have a kid or something. He was like in a hospital outfit. How his son is responsible for country music, I guess, being stolen, slavery, and the Holocaust for some reason, which is hilarious to me because the Holocaust didn't even happen in this country. I just cannot believe that we're being so much censored on the left that it's actually being, you know, allowed. You know, I just feel like TikTok really took advantage of the hashtag, the BLM, got a lot of people on board for that. And also all the entertainment videos that Black creators make, they really profit off of it. Listen, I've gone viral a few times and I only made from one video that got a million views, $40. I mean, to be honest, I'd rather be on YouTube, but for some reason, I can't transfer people from TikTok to YouTube. So if you are hearing me here, please add me on YouTube as well, just so that we can stay connected. Listen, I've made friends on TikTok, and the fact that I can't even talk to them because of my opinion, the hypocrisy is real. With that said, I said yesterday on my other segment, that I called a medical apartheid. I still agree with that. I'm seeing people on TikTok, although I can't post, I can still see what people are posting. And it's clear as day that there is a division between pro-vaxxers and anti-vaxxers, which I have to emphasize this, that anti-vaxxers are just people that are refusing to take the COVID-19 vaccine because of whatever reason. Okay, it could be reason one, maybe it's a religious thing, right? Although states here in the United States of America have banned religious exemptions, which should be our right. Religious freedom is a part of our Constitution. It is now infringed by some governors, including the one that I have air in my state. You know, it's just mind-boggling. You know, there's just so many reasons why people should be at least aware, okay? Maybe not cautious, but definitely aware of the risk. That's another reason. There is risk. People have died. There are side effects. It's like that commercial that you watch on TV and you're like, have you been feeling tired? Maybe you should take Tyrodex. Although you will take it and feel great and have great night sleeps. Great, good. I just created a word. Good night sleeps. You will have, you know, blood clots. You know, I'm talking about the vaccine, right? Myocarditis. You know, that's also about the vaccine. Also could possibly die. Yeah, people have died. You know, it's just kind of mind-boggling that people just don't do basic research. People research. You know, it's not coming out of nowhere where people are apprehensive. There is hardcore evidence, literally in black and white, from the VAERS reports where people can report their adverse reactions. When I saw it was about 12,000 people had adverse reaction or have died, and it's been reported. I mean, you can go see reports of where people have gotten payouts, millions and millions of dollars for payouts because of these adverse reactions. As the media would like to say it, rare, quote unquote, reactions, which is ridiculous because I'm sorry, if more than five people ate a steak at a restaurant, that ain't rare. That looks very common to me, that people seem to die, okay, when they eat that steak, and I don't want that steak. In fact, you can just say that I'm vegan. I mean, it's just kind of mind-boggling, you know. You can't just oppress us anymore, is what I want to say. I mean, from the times of slavery, when they didn't want people of color to read because they didn't want them to know the truth. They didn't want them to know that what was going on was, you know, inhumane. So the more that the internet has allowed us to have access to these reports, these public records, and the more that they can't deflect, they can't blind us from entertainment because of the COVID thing. I mean, everybody's literally on TikTok and we are all talking. The resources are there and we're looking and we can read. And it's clear as day that everyone who took the vaccine took a trial vaccine. It is not ever has been FDA approved. I don't even think I eat food that's not FDA approved. I mean, even if something was like authorized, I would probably think twice about taking it. Like, why didn't the FDA approve this thing? I mean, most people have allergy reactions. I can't even take my kids to school with a full freaking peanut butter and jelly sandwich because they say if the other kids that have allergic reactions just get a whiff of peanut, they can have an allergic reaction and possibly die. Yet you want to stick a freaking vaccine down my kids' throats next? Yeah, that's next. Next, they're trying to get our children so that they can get the FDA approved. Why do they push it so much? The bribery, the $1 million lottery, a girl got that. I heard that speaker that speaks for Biden, the freckled redhead, she said that she's giving away Xboxes. They're bringing this stuff to our children. That's just unacceptable. You should never push anything to children. You talk to the parents and you get your, you know, those documents that we used to get. And we either say they're going to the trip or they're not going to the trip. They're going to the jab, going to get the jab, or they're not going to get the jab. And usually they're okay with what we decide for our children. But when we're getting to the point where our government is deciding what we do with our bodies and now what we do with our children, now you guys, you have witnessed fascism. It's here. It's not going anywhere. It started last year with the Trumpisms. And I have to say this embarrassingly, if that's even a word, I actually agree with the Trumpettes. They actually believe that the jab is a government movement or a depopulation movement. And I have to say, they're pretty on point with this. I wish they would not be racist. That'd be nice. I wish they would really understand what type of person Trump is and was and has been since 1970s. Can you say fair housing discrimination lawsuits? Can you say E. Jean Carroll? Okay, 13-year-old in a closet. You should read the docket. I read it. It's disgusting. All right. And his homeboy is not here to tell the other side of the story. I wonder how that happened. Money can buy you freedom, just so you know. Either way, I just pray that we can all find the truth. God says, those who seek shall find. Well, guess what? I'm a truth seeker. And I promise you, the more that I dig into this, the more that I realize the truth is already in front of our face. You just got to unblindfold yourself and wake up. Stay woke.